The issue came to a boil yesterday during a meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. The Doyle administration was asking the panel for money to continue studying a Kenosha-Racine-Milwaukee commuter rail line. It came just a day after the governor vetoed a plan the legislature passed in the budget that would have raised Milwaukee County's sales tax to pay for buses and police. Milwaukee Democratic Representative Tamara Grigsby says fixing her city's bus system is a crucial first step if the state wants to create a regional transit system down the road.
Certainly for me, it sends a very bad message back home that I'm going to give a token to keep some study going when I just completely lost the opportunity to save a bus system that transports thousands upon thousands of people to work and school every day.
Milwaukee Democrat Pedro Colon says the transit deal the governor vetoed was the product of lengthy and difficult negotiations between lawmakers.
But apparently the answer wasn't good enough. And if that answer isn't good enough, then I don't think we should be wasting time employing a bunch of consultants to do something that will never happen.
Colon, Grigsby, and several other Democrats joined with Republicans to deny funding for the study, in essence sending a message to the governor that he needs to come their way on this issue. Doyle's original budget proposal called for local sales tax increases in Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee County to pay for regional transit. The governor wants lawmakers to revisit that plan this fall, but those who represent Kenosha and Racine counties have been very resistant. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.